This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We gotta bring some levity back to Better Woods. Yesterday there was really no chance to do some of our normal features, but we do want to bring some of those back today and smile, because that's part of what helps you heal and helps the world seem a little right again. So we're gonna get some hammer time here this morning. We have some other Kobe remembrances we'll get to later. But good morning, Hammer.
Great morning, guys.
Hi, Hammer. Everyone.
So I guess growing up, kind of the first time you fall in love is not necessarily with like somebody of your own age. You kind of fall in love with celebrities.
Yeah,
my first love was Jennifer Lopez. I absolutely love Jennifer Lopez. I would have done anything to be with her. And I always got so jealous because J-Lo was one of those girls that would always like get into different marriages, and I used to get incredibly jealous, especially during the Mark Anthony marriage. Basically, what I'm going with this is, if I ever had the chance with J-Lo, and because of her career, I couldn't handle it because of the kissing in the movies. I can't do that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, if you were with a famous actress and she had to like simulate lovemaking, it would bother you.
Yeah, because I feel like when you get young, especially like growing up, like the Jennifer Anistons and friends, like if you actually had the chance to date them and be in a relationship, but they had to go about and do their job because, of course, how else are they going to make money?
Sure.
J-Lo's got to do the music videos where she's getting grinding up on these dudes, or J-Lo.
So you're extremely jealous is what you're saying.
But I would think that if you had the opportunity, could you date an actress?
Yeah, no problem. None.
What?
None whatsoever.
You
None.
Could actually sit there and watch your actress girlfriend kiss another dude?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm not the super jealous type. I've never have been. It's just one of those qualities I've never had a lot of. I don't get super jealous. I'm not a guy. My wife could flirt all friggin' day long. I have no idea.
This isn't flirting though. Like, they're legit kissing, them making out.
Yeah, it's work
though.
It's work.
Yeah.
It's not, I get it's work. I mean, prostitution, that's work. So, I mean, how far are we really going to take this?
And you know what? There are prostitutes who are happily married.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Too.
It begs the question, so you wouldn't be okay dating an exotic dancer?
No, like, I'm just thinking back in the day, like, yo, if I actually legit got my wish to come true and got to date Jennifer Lopez, I couldn't handle it. Like, I couldn't handle my own wish because of what they have to go through, and like seeing the fact that she had to like grind up on these dudes just for her music videos, because she had to make money, because she had to be sexy. I can't take that. And then you get the actresses like Jennifer Aniston doing these movies where she's married and she's like having sex on camera. It makes me cringe because I'm thinking about how much I adore these women.
I thought he was going to go in a different direction.
I thought he wanted to know our
first celebrity crushes.
No, I don't care.
No, he doesn't care.
Yeah,
nope.
Not important.
I just thought that
he's never heard of ours, Ben. I can promise you
that. That's a good point.
That. Yeah, he has no idea.
Try me on it, then.
My first ever was Alyssa Milano.
I was going to say, who's the boss?
Who's the boss?
Who's the boss? Just, Alyssa Milano.
We're
the exact same age.
Yeah. So
probably watched the same shows at the same age.
Yeah. I might have written her a letter at some point. There were these magazines you could get as a kid, and they had like all the the movie studio addresses in it. So I wrote her a letter. I also wrote Ricky Schroeder a letter. I was like 5, 6, 7 years old, something like that. Ricky Schroeder,
Silver Spoons.
From Silver Spoons. I was just a big fan of his. And
I just don't believe that you could sit there and watch Alyssa Milano, your girlfriend, making out with other dudes, having sex on camera.
I mean, it's not actual intercourse.
Having sex.
I'm not a cuckold. You know what I mean?
I get that, but like, just the fact that you're faking it. Come
on.
Yeah,
it's her job. She's an actress, and if it calls for nudity, or if it calls for simulated, you know, intercourse, then yeah, it's her gig. I'm not going to bust her balls about it. She's making good money to do it. She loves me. I know where she's coming home to, Hammer.
I couldn't even date a masseuse. Now that I'm thinking
about it.
Think
about it another way, Hammer. If you were, you know, you know, married to Jennifer Lopez or going out with her, just how jealous everyone else would be because they actually kind of get to see what they're missing that you get to have.
Yeah, you actually get to have it.
All they got to do is be a co-star, and then they get to be with her. That's literally all it takes.
I have always had that thought, too, about how creepy it would be to be a male actor as well and be like, hey, so we have to do this scene. Like, how do you want to do this? I mean, it's got to be uncomfortable.
Well, you
it's
go on
gotta
the,
be.
The double date, it's like, imagine like Jennifer Aniston from Friends and Ross. They take their significant others out on a date, and it's like, yo, we're making out. And they're sitting there like looking at the significant others. That's just a weird dynamic. I can't stand it. I hate it.
It is.
That.
It's just a job, though. And I think if you were an actor, you would be all about the simulated sex scenes.
Yeah, but what I would want is, all right, let's say I do get married. Me and my wife got to do every movie together. So I can't have a relationship.
Yeah, you're very controlling. Very controlling.
This is very uncool of you.
Very uncool.
Then again, you know,
a little psycho.
Jennifer Aniston's never been that lucky in love, so maybe Hammer does have a bit of a point there.
Some would say she's been very lucky. She's had some of the most attractive dudes out there.
Never really lasted, though.
It's okay, though.
Brad Pitt ain't that good of a dude.
It's okay.
He really ain't.
It's okay. All right, so Hammer is a controlling knuckle dragger, is what we're finding out today.
Stop. Hammer time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.